everybody. Welcome to episode 143 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, everybody.
Gabe Philbin.
Boop, boop.
And no Dylan Roush.
No Dylan Roush.
Silence.
Yep.
Pour one out.
No Dylan Roush.
He was frozen today.
Well, that is also true. So what is what's on tap this week? What's going on?
Oh, well, what have we been up to?
That's what folks? I'm saying.
How have we been handling this last week?
Like, you know, and stuff.
Okay, yeah. I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm interested. You've hooked me.
Mm-hmm. I haven't, you know, honestly, I don't think I played I played more of the Mighty No. 9 beta.
Mm-hmm.
And actually recorded it, so cool. I should probably post that sometime soon.
Are you going to do, like, a commentary track over or anything?
Well, no, I talked while I played.
Oh, okay.
I commented in the now, live commentary.
Mm. Wow.
So it's like one-person like Let's Play.
Yeah, in the raw.
It's raw as war.
Yeah, and it's relatively short, so, because it was a quick demo, but I finally beat the stage boss, so that was nice. It worked out. That was convenient. So that game's looking good. Let's see,
what how Mega Man is it? It's pretty Mega Man,
it's pretty,
right?
Mega Man, yeah.
It's pretty Mega Man.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, I guess.
Omega is the man.
What if Mighty No. 9 is released as DLC for the new Smash Bros. Game?
That would be tight.
And you had Mega Man and Mighty No. 9 fighting against each other.
Yep. Yep.
Do you get what I'm going for here?
All I can hear is Power Man 5000's When Worlds Collide in my head over and over again. You've blown my mind, Gabe.
Oh man. Just imagining that now makes me so hype. I missed that in the PAX demo.
Yeah.
I don't think that song was in the current build there.
Yeah,
they're working on.
Well, it's gonna be with the DLC, I think. Yeah, I guess that's really all I've played. I guess I had kind of a busy week last week, so I haven't played many games. And I've been reading a lot still, so there's that. Yeah, it's really weird. I can't believe I haven't played anything. Oh, I mean, I guess I played some more of Cannon Brawl too, but man, I guess it's been a quiet week in video games. I think part of it too was this weekend college football was back, so.
Oh, diggity. Yeah, college football.
Oh, damn. Or the past America's couple of weekends it's been
favorite,
back, so.
Favorite college football sport.
Mm-hmm.
College football.
Mm-hmm. Go footballs. Go footballers teams.
I am so incredibly ignorant on college football, it is hilarious.
Yeah, it's okay. I've been enjoying it. That was much of my weekend, was college football. But yeah, I my gaming has been limited.
Mm.
Yeah.
Any movies?
No.
No? You're just kind of
I did watch this show called Episodes. I don't know if you heard of
That's
it.
That's meta.
Huh?
That's pretty meta.
I know, right? It's a show where Matt LeBlanc plays himself, starring in a really bad sitcom. I know it's really far-fetched. It's actually pretty funny, though, so. I guess it was an old Showtime show, but, you know.
Episodes started in 2011.
Yep.
On Showtime, you are correct.
Yeah. So that, it's pretty funny. I like
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ. I just remembered who Matt LeBlanc is. I don't know why I couldn't remember who the fuck Matt LeBlanc
I don't
was.
Know who that is.
He's That's Joey from
Joey
Friends.
From Friends.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. He plays himself. he's also
he
wait,
couldn't
wait,
get a show
wait, wait, wait.
As acting as someone else, so he just said, "Fuck it, I'm playing myself. I quit."
You know him from Friends. What, you don't remember the hit television series Joey?
Joey?
Did we forget that one?
We
was
did.
That a spinoff of Friends? Yes.
It was a spinoff.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
I couldn't remember if it was a spinoff of Friends or if they just, like, stole the name of the character to try to get Friends withdrawal victims.
You can't steal it from the man himself.
They can he does, try.
He does kind of make fun of himself in the show. It's kind of funny. Like, talking about, like, meeting people. He's like, yeah, you just throw them a couple how you doings and then sign a couple autographs and you're out. So, yeah, pretty funny show. But, yeah, gaming has been limited.
Matt LeBlanc has taken over your gaming time.
Yeah, it's just all Matt LeBlanc. What about you guys?
Javi?
I don't know. What have I been doing?
Wow.
Hmm.
You've been. It's just so mind blowing that you just can't even think of it right now.
It's that good.
It's that good.
I don't think I've been playing anything, honestly.
Well, we played that dope ass drawing game. It's not a video game, but it's still a game.
It is
that
a
little
game.
That little comic game.
Pictionary?
No, it's. Yeah. You explain it, Javi. You're the artist.
Well, okay, so you draw a first panel of a comic, and then you write dialogue, or you just write words for the next panel, right? It could be dialogue, it could be just a title for it or something, but you write words for the next panel. So there's no words on the first one that you just drew, and then you write the ones for the next one, and then you pass it to the next person in the group. Then they draw the second panel according to what you had for the first panel or whatever you wrote for that one. So they draw in there, and then they write the copy for the next one. And then you pass it all around until the last person, which finishes the last picture, and then writes the copy for the first panel, the original one. And then you just see what comics you guys ended up with.
And sounds kind of cool.
It is pretty cool.
And then you're working with three people that know how to draw, and then there's me who can't remember how to draw a panda, and it was so bad that the person next to me just wrote panda and drew an arrow to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it a really slow-moving game because you have to draw?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not super
slow. It's not
slow.
Super slow. It's like you're not getting incredibly detailed.
Yeah, maybe a minute or two
each.
It was fun.
Yeah, the best one was definitely... Or like the best like panel to panel interaction. The first panel someone drew was someone whistling and answering the mail,
and then, opening a mailbox.
Yeah, opening mailbox and like grab. And they didn't. They hadn't even grabbed
the mail.
Yeah, answering the mail.
Hello, hello.
And then the caption of the next one was like, "This isn't mine" or something like that. It was and then Rachel drew the inside of the mailbox. And it was just a shark carrying a briefcase with a top hat.
I thought it was a shark. Mailman,
yeah.
But maybe
yeah. It, well, it was like
no.
It had a top hat. It had a top hat.
Yeah.
And mailmen don't wear top hats, as far as I know.
That's right.
I haven't seen a mailman in a long time, so their wardrobe may have changed. But that was the best panel to panel change.
Someone in our apartment building is making something that smells so good.
Just I hate that because it seems everyone that lives around me cooks these delicious meals, and I don't.
You just leave it at that.
I just don't.
I don't.
I don't even, like, try. I think I have a frozen pizza that's been in my freezer for months now. I should just throw it out. Oh, God! I went into the bottom drawer of my fridge, and I had onions in there. And I was like, you know, they're onions, you know, whatever, onions. I don't need to worry about those. And I look into the drawer... And I see this giant fucking, like, sprout just, like, curling in the drawer. Ugh. One of the onions just started growing into an onion tree.
That's how onions work.
Onion
right?
Trees.
Uh-huh. Sure thing, Gabe.
And then I got really scared when I was taking it out for some reason. Like, I thought it would grab me. It just kind of looked like a hand.
Wrapping around your hand.
Yeah. Like, I've seen Poltergeist.
No, you haven't.
I've seen Poltergeist. That's not onions.
That's not onions. So is that all you've been up to, Javi?
I think so, unfortunately.
Wait, did you play anything at Fozzie's on Friday?
We just had another group playing PT, so like Vu and Dal and Fozzie had never played. Well, Fozzie had played the beginning, but
yeah, I'm really. I wish I would have played more of this. Man, you know, it's also been kind of slow because, like, there's things I like have, like, what is it, Watch Dogs? But I don't want to play it.
Why would you want to play Watch Dogs?
I don't. I don't want to play it. It's just
get
over your, there.
Get a better game.
I mean, Destiny comes out tomorrow.
This is
so that's
true.
Definitely something I'll be playing. But, like, what else? I mean, nothing's really...
I mean, next month there's stuff. I don't know what else comes out this month.
And I've probably got some other stuff sitting around.
For me, next month's got Bayonetta... Like, October's got Bayonetta 2 and Alien Isolation, which I'm more intrigued by after PAX.
People kept talking about that Velocity 2X game or whatever.
Yeah, it's free for PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, I downloaded it last night, but I didn't start it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. I don't even know what it is. Do you guys know what it is?
Whatever it is, it's two times whatever the last
well,
Velocity was.
It's Velocity, and it's twice as much
as
usual.
It's twice as fast.
Twice as much as usual. Cool.
You haven't played that either yet, right?
I haven't played what?
Velocity 2. Excuse me, Velocity 2X. I don't want to get you confused with Velocity.
No, I haven't.
All right. Okay. It's gotten, like, pretty solid reviews.
Yeah, I just have no idea what it
is. I think I saw a Facebook update that Harris was playing it because he has those fucking updates on for some reason.
Damn kids. Hula hoops, Pac-Man video games, Dan Fogelberg.
So that's all you've been living, Javi?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what the hell is that game? We played a game, an indie game. Actually, it wasn't super indie. It was from Double Fine, but
Gang?
Yes.
Gang Beasts. Oh my god, Gang Beasts.
What is Gang Beasts?
It's like the sloppiest wrestling game ever, and it's beautiful.
It's so much fun.
They play it on Giant Bomb all the time. It looks so stupid. It's like you're just like these sort of like blobby like people. Like there's not much definition to you, and like it just controls so weird, and all the movement's so weird, and you're just trying to wrestle the other person out. Oh, it's so dumb, but in like the best way.
Yeah,
it's my kind of dumb, man. Ugh, Gang Beasts. Mm.
Did you guys get a look at game number 4, the Behemoth game?
Briefly.
I guess we didn't really talk about that one last week, so I didn't know if you guys forgot about it or if you just didn't see it or what.
It's like a hexagonal turn-based
game. Yeah, it looks
like the,
like the strategy.
Yeah, like Civ.
Yeah.
But there's, like, a giant radioactive bear that crashes
well,
into the earth or something.
Why wouldn't there be?
Yeah, I didn't see too much of it. Just, like, a Behemoth representative gave us, like, a quick rundown because I think she saw the media badges and we were standing around.
No.
And we tried to be polite.
Gotcha.
I don't think any of us really cared too much.
Yeah.
I am interested. I like the Behemoth.
Yes, no Castle Crashers.
Well, I mean, Battle Block is better than Castle Crashers, Ryan. Let's not kid ourselves.
I don't know if I agree with that, but
I think you should because it's correct.
I don't know about that, but
you can either agree or you can be wrong. So,
or I can disagree and tell you to shut the fuck up.
Oh, well,
oh well. Didn't see that one coming, did you? Boom.
What have I been up to? I got the new After the Fact out somehow on time. I was pleasantly surprised that I was able to do that, despite two fucking fantasy football drafts on the same day. Speaking of which, fuck fantasy football.
Yep. Mm. Already done with that.
It is the worst, because I have to care about it, no matter what. Because I get competitive about the dumbest shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if there is something I can win that doesn't really matter if I can win, that is the thing I want to win most. Like, the You Don't Know Jack competition I had with Devin, like, I would fucking scream when I missed an answer. Like the SSX time trial, like the demo time trials we did when that was like brand new. Like I was fucking into that. I missed classes because I tried to beat Javi's score all night.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that game. Fuck my life. What's wrong with me?
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
I don't know. I keep asking people, and they just keep answering that way. It's like, I just asked that question. I'm asking you to tell me.
Well, I don't know how you expect us to know when you don't even know.
That's why I'm asking!
Jackass. Oh, hey, we should tell people you should go donate to our Extra Life team.
I'm not done talking yet.
Are you not? Are you not?
I'm not. But okay, you should go donate to our Extra Life team and possibly join it yourself. Because we're going to be playing a lot of stuff for Extra Life this year.
Mm-hmm.
Why does my Extra Life link keep breaking? I don't know. But, yeah, Game Over Nation on Extra Life. There's spaces in between each word, right?
Yeah, it's three words, Game Over Nation.
Cool. Go join that. Donate to us. Kids need the dosh. Donate to me and not Ryan because he has a bunch of rich friends. And they're going to donate to him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Don't donate to Gabe. He's the worst.
This is also true. Maybe donate to Javi. Yeah. Javi's the nice middle ground.
We figured out what's wrong with you. You're the worst.
I'm just the worst. I've been searching all my life. Finally found the answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in front of me this whole time. I'm just the fucking worst.
Yep.
Let's see, beyond getting that video out, I played in a silly little League of Legends tournament this weekend, and we came in fifth.
Out of how many?
I don't know. I think like 10 or 11.
Uh-huh.
We got our second game, we got paired up with a bunch of diamond players, which is a tier well above our skill level, so we got dumpstered pretty hard. But it was still fun. what else did I do? I watched some goddamn anime. I'm going on a Satoshi Kon kick. Javi showed me this guy Every Frame of Painting on YouTube, and he does really good videos, so you should check him out. But he has one about Satoshi Kon and his editing. And I was like, oh, I've seen Paranoia Agent, that TV show he did. I should watch his movies. So I started doing that over the weekend when I was crazy sick and I couldn't do anything else. So I watched Paprika and Perfect Blue, and they're both incredibly good, so you should watch those, even though everyone knows those are really good already. So, go watch them.
Well, really good for an anime.
Okay, you need to step back. Check yourself.
No,
I am the resident anime guy who hates anime but loves it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I speak with some heavy weight when I say, fuck you.
I don't know how your anime prowess makes that valid, but okay.
Don't worry about it. Don't think about it too hard or you realize the flaws in that statement. You don't even have to think about it too hard. Other than that, I played the new Dark Souls DLC, which was really good. The final boss of that DLC was fucking hard. I don't even know if it was hard or if I just started sucking really bad, but it took me like 15 tries or something. Like, something that shouldn't have taken me. But, yeah, DLC is really good. It's kind of weird with Dark Souls 2, where the DLCs seem a lot more like Dark Souls 1 than Dark Souls 2 did, because they're like better than the regular game. But neither of you have played Dark Souls, so I can't really bounce these ideas off of you too well. But you should, because they're good. They're good games. They're really good games. Especially when you only use your fists for weapons. Because then it's just stupid. Because shields are for babies, Ryan. Shields are for fucking babies.
That's what I hear?
Yes. And I think that's all I've been up to. Hey, Javi.
Hmm?
You ready for news?
Mm-hmm.
You know it's coming out in June, specifically June 2nd of 2015?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's favorite franchise, Batman Arkham Knight, set to release June 2nd, 2015. How hyped are we? Brilliant.
Did you glue your mouth shut, Javi? What are you doing?
Maybe he just, like, shoved the peanut butter jar in his mouth.
The whole jar.
Whole jar. It's glass and everything. So, wasn't this a... Arkham Knight was originally slated... Was it holiday of this year, or was it early next year? Because I remember they said it got delayed. And I guess this is a little later than some people expected, but honestly, whatever. I think we've all been pretty vocal in our distaste for the later Arkham games.
Yep.
Oranges. Arkham Oranges. No, Arkham Origins is fine.
Okay. I never played it. I was totally disinterested.
It gets more shit than it deserves. I think it's better than City.
You are the only person I have heard say that.
Which is... Well, Dylan says the same thing, too.
Oh, okay. You are one of two people I have heard say that. Mm-hmm. But I would probably agree because I am not a huge Arkham City fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, we got that. There was, like, a special edition detail. I think it came with, like, a Batmobile or some bullshit. Whatever. Don't worry about that Batmobile nonsense. But hey, Sony unveiled its TGS lineup. And amongst the games there, or in that long list, Resident Evil Revelations 2 was in there. And both Silent Hills and Metal Gear Solid 5 will be there. And...
Wait, Silent Hills will be there?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How far into production is that?
I don't know.
That's exciting.
I didn't actually know if Resident Evil Revelations 2 was confirmed or not, but I guess it is.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it was? Okay. Have they said if it's coming out on PS4, or is it last gen?
You would assume so, but yeah. Who knows? I don't know.
Who knows with this Capcom crazy company? And I never actually played through Revelations 1. I just played the demo on the 3DS and on PS3. Mm-hmm. Did you ever play through it, Javi?
I didn't beat it, but... Okay. Like gameplay wise it was pretty good, and they definitely made it a little bit more creepy than Resident Evil's been in a long time, but they really 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 got carried away with the storyline and the storytelling. It's so stupid. It's so convoluted, like on a Metal Gear level.
Oh, but good.
Yeah, it's really bad. But whatever, I mean, it's better than not more Resident Evil.
Is know. It, though?
I honestly don't.
I just remember the fucking main monster in that game looks so hideous.
Who?
The main monster in Resident Evil Revelations?
You mean like the common monster?
The pink, like, Patrick Star goo monster?
I don't know that.
It was, like, the only one in the demo. It was, like, the weird, like, pink... It looked like a... I don't know. Like a blob of pink goo. Like Boo from Dragon Ball Z on a bad day. Uh-huh. I'm not helping.
No.
No. But it was just a really ugly character design, and I was like, fuck this.
Uh-huh.
It sucks.
I think that, like, I want Capcom to just hit reset and reboot Resident Evil, but at the same time, it would still be made by the idiots that have been making it, so... So
you can't really reboot something when yeah. it's the same people.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're back. I don't know, are we? What were we talking about? Capcom? They suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's about it. And then for Silent Hills and Metal Gear Solid 5, I was mainly interested in both of those being there because hopefully we can find out Kojima's exact involvement in Silent Hills.
Like, yeah, I'm skeptical of how involved he is.
If he's, like, done with Metal Gear Solid 5 at this point, and it's just, like, it's, like, on its own, and he's just all on Silent Hills now, or is he kind of splitting between the two?
Or is it just a name attached to
it? Yeah, is Silent Hills something that he can just, like, poke his head in every, like, now and then? Just be like, hey, how's it going, guys?
Just like Castlevania. Like, Lords of Shadow.
Oh, I forgot he was even on.
Like, Kojima was like attached to that, but like he didn't have anything to do with it. He was like a producer or some shit.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely something I want to find out.
I mean, either way, like PT was such a good, left such a good impression. Like I hope that whatever they did there, they continue.
Yeah. And also, I wonder when we find out what Guillermo del Toro's capacity is.
Mm-hmm.
So both of them are kind of gray areas at this point. We just know they're involved in some.
And I want more Norman Reedus.
Yeah, and we have to find out exactly how many hairs Norman Reedus has on his face, because it sure isn't a lot.
It's like 13.
Like, yeah, maybe 15. He doesn't have a lot of hair on his face.
PT stands for preteen.
As we... You play through Norman Reedus' awkward preteens, even though he's a full-grown man.
It's like Beyond Two Souls. Norman Reedus.
Oh, man, that'd be perfect. Because Beyond Two Souls is pretty fucking scary.
Revenge!
Well, you guys, you know what?
Huh?
Destiny's out tomorrow.
Yay!
But the servers are live right now!
Double yay!
Oh, shit. However, there are no reviews out yet, because that's how Bungie handled it this time around.
Motherfucker.
But that doesn't stop Destiny from being the most pre-ordered new IP in video game history.
It's probably awful.
It's probably going to suck. Yeah. I'm assuming it's going to be about on par with Colonial Marines.
Yeah, there weren't alphas or betas or anything with which to measure by.
Yeah. Just a big heap and pile of Duke.
Yep.
Poopy, poopy, poopy.
Consider that the first review
for Destiny. Yep, there's your first review for Destiny. Big old pile of Dookie.
Actually, it's probably going to be pretty good, right?
Like, yeah, probably. I already bought it.
I can't wait.
I bought it, so.
Yeah. I bought it after the alpha, so.
Oh, look at you throwing out your big old game tester words.
I
think I bought it before the alpha.
Fuck off.
You throwing out your pre-beta tester words.
Mm-hmm.
And they also designed Destiny to work well on remote play. So that's kind of neat. I want to see more of that where people actually think, like, take that into account when they're making a game for the PS4.
Apparently there's a Destiny party that's going on in Bellevue right now, and there's like a lion wrapped around the building.
Doesn't sound too hype because you just yawned through it.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not. It's probably sucky. It's no Crescent.
No. It ain't.
Few things are.
No. Nothing is quite the Crescent. Nothing can be quite as disgusting and fun as the Crescent. I think
Ryan,
they did
Ryan
finally.
Was so close to getting up on stage and rapping. You're like, I'm not going to sing. I'm not going
to
sing.
But then
someone tried
to get into the bathroom stall with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
That's hilarious. That's
I think they actually fixed the lock on the door. I haven't tested it myself. Well, I mean, fix it is a generous term. Put one there is more accurate term.
There is kind of a lock there now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just have like a pencil that you twist.
A doorstop.
Just a label that says, put your foot here. Keep the door shut. And next up, you guys thought the Shadow of the Colossus movie was dead. Turns out
it's
not.
Still pretty dead.
Most likely pretty dead.
Just as dead as the Uncharted movie.
However,
they buried it,
has a director.
Next to The Last Guardian.
You know, it was a movie that no one thought would have ever been made, and, like, it's got a release date and a trailer, I think.
The Heavenly Sword movie.
Heavenly Sword, what the fuck?
And the fucking trailer has a goddamn typo in it.
It's a gato in it.
From Sony Worldwide Studios instead of Worldwide.
Man. Oh, boy.
God damn it.
It's Worldwide.
It's Worldwide.
Worldwide.
So the director for the Shadow Colossus movie is Andres Muschietti.
Yeah.
We're just gonna go with how that's pronouncing that name because it's fun to say it that way. Who directed the 2013 horror flick Mama, which I have not seen, but I think Javi, you or Rachel told me to watch it.
Me, yeah, I think Rachel told her to watch, told you to watch it, but me and Rachel and Dylan all watched it during PAX, and it's pretty good. I don't like the ending, and at the end it like shows the monster full force, and it's really kind of lame and CG. Like it was disappointing, but everything up to that point was so well done and well lit and just creepy, and like, yeah, the guy knows his way around a movie, or at least like visuals. Okay. So, like, he could definitely set the right tone with Shadow of the Colossus. As for that movie, as for, like, the script, like, what the hell are you going to do? Like, you can't be too close to the source material or it's a silent film, you know?
There's some dialogue, but you can't understand it.
The dude from the heavens talking to the boy, and then he, like, can call his horse, but who's he going to talk to? There's nobody to interact with.
Doesn't need to.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You seen Angel's Egg, Javi?
No.
It's another one of my Japanese animes.
See, well, it's animated. That's the difference. Like, a Shadow of the Colossus anime, yeah, you could do something like that. Or a 3D movie or something. I don't know. Like, I haven't really seen a live-action movie
with no...
Huh?
I'm trying to think of a live-action movie with, like,
barely... The Artist, any. I guess? But
well,
that had...
Well, that's, like,
titles.
Or title whatever. Card dialogue. Yeah. I'm thinking, like, actual...
Like, Hush. Buffy.
I mean, like, Under the Skin barely has dialogue.
Sure. Sure.
That's like, kind of the first one that comes to mind.
Fantasia.
Ah, the first live-action silent film.
Right, yeah. You guys remember that?
Mighty Ducks.
If you put it on mute, there's no dialogue.
But you still feel the plight of Coach Bombay.
Yeah.
You still feel the emotional impact of the flying V.
Mm-hmm. It's knuckle puck time.
Oh,
I didn't hear him say it, but I knew
But you felt it.
Yeah.
But your brain did.
It's pretty obvious they're all quacking.
Yeah. Ducks fly together.
You can't hear it, but we're quacking right now.
Mm-hmm. I've been quoting that part of the movie ever since we started talking about it.
So yeah, it's never been done.
It's never been done. That movie's never coming out. We don't need to worry about it.
It really isn't.
No. Video game, like, I'll be amazed if that Last of Us movie comes out.
Yeah. I think, like, Neil Druckmann will turn in a fucking great script. They'll be like, oh yeah, and they'll hire a director or something, and then they're going to realize how much it's going to cost and say, yeah, fuck that. We better not.
Well, it'd be like how much they look at the budget for The Road and be like, all right, how much did that cost? Because mm-hmm. it'd be like they'd be kind of similar.
I've been seeing a lot of movies where bits and pieces of it are perfect for like the environment in The Last of Us. Like right now, the only one I could think of is Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. But like when they're in San Francisco and it's got all this growth all over the place. It looks like screenshots straight out of The Last of Us. It makes me like really like I want to see that movie like come to life, but I don't know if that's gonna happen.
I don't really care if it does. Yeah. We've been through this.
I mean, it's not gonna break my heart or anything, but I think it could be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like. It could be great.
It could be a train wreck, too.
It could be great. I mean, it probably won't be.
Yeah, yeah.
But it could be.
The odds are not in its favor.
So Neil Druckmann writing the screenplay, or the script, at least, and then somebody competent, or somebody that's more familiar with screenplay do that. And then David Fincher would be my choice, because I love David Fincher. And I think he'd understand the source material. So, yeah.
Just make it an anime.
I don't know.
Stop
do
it. Don't stop it, Gabe.
I want to be an anime. Guys, make me an anime.
No. Joel Kuhn.
Oh, man.
Ellie Chan.
Oh, no.
You're welcome. I'm some mighty thin ice Ellie Chan.
Ellie Chan.
Jesus Christ, Joel Kuhn! Oh, fuck, we need to make this happen. Neil Druckmann, are you listening? I have a script prepared. It is the same as the script you have for the movie version of Last of Us, but change every Joel and Ellie to Joel Kun and Ellie Chun.
Sarah Chan.
I think this is our break.
Yeah, we've done it.
This is what we've been waiting for.
Uh-huh. What we were put here to do.
And you know what a lot of people have been waiting for is a Viv Reven sequel. And Sony filed for a Viv Reven trademark in Europe this past week.
A what?
Viv Reven.
A what?
Oh, you don't Viv know?
Ribbon. You don't know what Viv Reven is?
Uh-huh.
Viv Reven is fucking Viv Reven. I don't really know what Viv Reven is.
A marathon?
It's something they brought up at the E3 press conference for some reason.
Because mm-hmm. the new fucking CEO.
Oh, I think I remember that now.
Like the
yeah.
director of it or some shit. It was an old PS1 game where you could put in your own CDs and so it makes a rhythm game out of the audio that it's playing.
Right. Yeah, like I think I remember it's doing the same thing. It was a what?
Yeah. It's that like just line art. It's just white lines on a black screen.
Yeah.
And it has like a weird dead mouse looking character.
So
a
indie.
You mean Deadmau5?
Deadmau5.
Yeah. You know, the classic.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's something that hasn't been seen in a while, so that's cool if they come yeah. out with another Viv Reven.
Mix it up.
Sometimes there's a reason things haven't been seen in a while, like the plague. Nobody wants it.
I don't think we can go anywhere from there. I think we're done.
You know what's the opposite of the plague? The Arkham games.
Because they should stop.
They've been around for a while.
And we don't want them anymore. Much like the plague.
We can't kill them.
I don't know. We haven't seen the plague in a while. It's hard to judge.
Yeah, I can't fully review the plague without seeing it myself.
We might want the plague. Who knows? It's been a long time.
Yeah. It might be time for a purge.
Mm-hmm.
Is there multiple versions of a plague?
I mean, there's the bubonic plague.
The plague.
Well, there's the bubonic plague. There's whatever the fuck was in the Bible.
So how did the plague get this monopoly on plagues?
Oh, because, I mean, it's just like,
it just
it's
did,
not good.
It did the best, you know?
Yeah, like, the plague.
It was the most plague.
Yeah.
Of all the plagues, it's the most plague. Okay. What's so hard to understand?
I was starting to get to that point where the word plague has lost all meaning. Like, it's just a noise now.
Yeah.
That's when the plague gets you, though.
Yeah.
When you stop
like a
caring.
Plague.
Yeah.
If anyone wants a Dylan Roush update right now, the San Diego Superchargers just started playing.
So he's probably already really upset.
So he has posted the San Diego Superchargers theme song on Twitter and then followed that up with Rivers is back, everyone. And Rivers so far has thrown for 21 yards. So I'm not.
King
so yeah, Rivers
face.
Is back. 21 yards. He completed like one pass. Oh, and he just threw an incompletion. So Rivers is back. He made it.
Yeah, what was that? It was something I retweeted this weekend. I can't remember who had originally tweeted it. It was talking about the Jaguars and how they were. So after a shaky start, the Jaguars calmed down and gave up 24 unanswered points. Or remembered who they were and gave up 24 unanswered, something like that.
I think it was. Because they were up 17-0, I thought. And
yeah, they were, and then they gave up 24 unanswered, right?
No, they gave up 34 unanswered.
Oh, well, at this point, it was only 24.
Oh, okay. Well,
stop talking about football, guys.
Yes, please. Football's the worst.
No, it's not.
It's worse than the plague.
We just went over this. We don't know that. So let's get into questions. How about that?
Okay.
Okay.
Prototype. Mm-hmm. Prototype, prototype, prototype. Okay. Are any of you getting Destiny?
Yeah, all of
all
us.
Of us.
I believe so. Ryan, what's it? Are you getting it on PS4?
No.
Why?
Wanting it up, dog!
Why?
I offered to buy a second PS4 so that my girlfriend could play with us. But she's like, no.
Why?
So that she can play on her 360 by herself.
What?
Yeah, right?
What?
That's how, love.
No, Javi, how about you do this? You go to the supermarket tomorrow.
I just come home tomorrow. I bought a PS4. I
bought a PS4 for you. Oh, and look at that. It's the white one that comes with Destiny. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
What's up? Let's play Destiny.
What is that?
Now.
Another Surface 3? Here you go.
Check under your seat, Rachel.
You get a car.
And there you'll find and three now move, more Dogans.
And now move over a seat and check underneath that one, too.
I had your dog cloned.
If you could please lift up the couch cushion.
I'm pretty sure we've got a pretty good plan for tomorrow out, Javi, so I think you have to do all of these. Because frankly, if Rachel listens to this, she's going to be incredibly disappointed. Mm-hmm.
Well, luckily she doesn't listen to this.
All right, next up. Do you think the rumors are true and that HBO is about to offer HBO Go to non-cable customers? I fucking hope so.
Yeah.
Because cable's the goddamn worst.
The goddamn worst.
Goddamn worst. I'd say it's worse than the plague, but we've established that we can't say that.
Yeah. Is HBO Go, like, you have to pay a monthly subscription for it still, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, like, if you have HBO, you have HBO Go. But you have to pay extra to get HBO.
Right. Well, I have HBO, so I have HBO Go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without any extra fee?
Yes. Yep. You just log in with whatever
your Comcast ID
provider. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you've had it for years. You fool.
Baller. I've had it for a couple of months. So. Okay.
So you haven't missed out too much. You should watch True Detective. It's pretty good.
You know, it's funny, Ryan. Well, actually, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. HBO Go has an app on the PS3. Uh-huh. And the PS4? Or maybe not yet. But
I don't think it has it on the PS4 yet.
Okay, so it has it on the PS3. And you log in, or you go to log in, and it says, if you click Comcast as your provider, they're like, sorry, Comcast actively blocks HBO Go from working on the PS3. So every other provider will let you watch HBO Go on your PS3 except for Comcast. No idea what's going on. But you can watch HBO Go on your 360 through Comcast. Right. I don't know.
It's not funny.
No.
That's just sucks.
It's like the plague.
Yeah, I guess if there's one thing we can say, the plague probably was not funny.
Yeah. No.
Well, no, I mean, we can't say that because we weren't there.
It's been a while. It's like VipTriber or whatever.
Yeah, VipTriber. Vib trip runner.
Vib ribbon. Oh my god, I accidentally got it right.
Way to go.
So they just block it on one system.
Yep.
Comcast blocks it on a system.
Yep.
Actively, yep.
Weird.
Comcast's big one fanboys.
Yep. The one.
The one.
The one.
They clearly have not heard of the four, though. Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, which was the best weapon to use in the main Halo games? I feel like my answer is kind of lame. I really like the Needler.
Oh God,
it's so silly, and it's like not that satisfying until someone blows up.
I mean,
well, it's just like that. Like that was the first Halo weapon in Halo 1 that I saw. I was like, cool.
He means like the original Halo,
the main Halo games. He says so. I assume
I
really like the battle rifle.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, minus the Halo 1 pistol,
right?
The battle rifle is generally considered the best weapon. Yeah. But I prefer the just full-on, just the assault rifle.
Boring.
I go running at someone, just full-blood, and then I just smack him in the face and knock him out. I don't like the battle rifle. It's too... There's too much time between shots. I want to...
I remember the controversy when the battle rifle came out with Halo 2, and everyone's like, where the fuck is the assault rifle? This is ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. Where the fuck was the assault rifle?
They made it better.
And then they put the assault rifle in Halo 3, and it was really bad. It was fucking terrible.
Yeah, and then like, this is what you were missing, assholes. It sucks.
But then it was good in Reach. In Reach, it was good.
I don't remember it in Reach.
Yeah, you would.
I would.
And then all the assault rifles in Destiny are just the shit, so...
So take that, Microsoft.
There you go. Bungie was holding out.
Yeah.
holding out on their coding. Yeah.
So, what we got next? I think this is a question. This is dumb. So you think we will get hoverboards by next year?
Probably not. It's getting close. I don't mean hoverboards. I mean 2015.
Yeah. 2015 is getting pretty close, and hoverboards still seem pretty far away.
Mm-hmm.
Because, frankly, I don't trust people on hoverboards.
You know, we're hearing more about the Shadow of the Colossus movie than about the hoverboards.
Yeah. So what will come out first? Shadow of the Colossus movie, Last Guardian, or hoverboards?
Hoverboards.
Hoverboards.
Hoverboards, okay. So they will come out. They will come out.
Yeah, we didn't say
unlike these other two things that I listed.
Yeah.
Hoverboards will come out, just
we don't know when.
Not by next year.
Will the Cubs win the World Series next year? There's another question. Because that was also in
put
that
put some
movie.
Money on the Cubbies. Will Jaws 14 come out next year? Whatever it was.
Be honest, are any of you a bit excited about the Apple event? Nope. Mm-hmm. I don't like Apple products.
I have spent enough money on non-Apple products.
You are deep in the non-Apple hole. You gotta stay in there for a while.
Yeah.
To make it worth it.
I mean, I use an Apple product for work, like a MacBook, and it's the worst. It needs a RAM upgrade, but it would cost $14,000.
You get that DDR machine.
Although, like, I'm always like when a massive like product comes out or is announced, it's always fun to look at it. So
yeah.
I mean, iPhone 6, is that what we're on?
Yeah, it would be
supposedly
the iPhone, yeah.
And so possibly iPhone's... their watch.
Oh yeah, they're doing wearable tech now. Yeah. So, yeah, it'd be cool to see what comes out of there, but no, I'm not like.
Yeah, there's nothing I'm gonna buy.
Yeah.
Coming out of it.
Yeah. Unless it's like mind blowing, like holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Put this in your pocket. And you will never get cancer.
What if it's a phone that's like completely, it's just a piece of glass. It's totally see-through. And then like the screen just shows up on the glass. How cool would that be? How cool.
Yeah.
I think those exist already.
And last up from prototype, he says.
What if the big reveal is the fucking hoverboard?
And the prototype's going to prove how fucking wrong we were.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
He says, here are my thoughts on what happened last week. And he links a picture of cartoon J. Jonah Jameson saying, I don't want celebrity nudes. I want pictures of Spider-Man. So thank you for that prototype. Uh-huh. That's great.
Was last week the friend cast?
No, last week was it?
No, it was 2 weeks ago was the friend cast. Last week we were all here.
Oh yeah, last week we talked about PAX.
Oh. Did we talk about celebrities? I'm confused.
No, because all those photos leaked.
Oh. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's all the questions we got.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so, Ryan, why don't you go answer the door?
Housekeeping!
Oh, hey! How's it going?
She didn't knock incredibly violently this week.
Yeah, it's weird. Dylan's not here. There's no violence. Strange.
Yeah. And how?
So go to GameOverNation.com, and you'll find all of our work there. But if you just want to skip past that, you can go to YouTube.com/GameZeroVernation, and you can find... Gabe's been doing some after the facts, and I guess do we have something else this week? Is that
it'll be next week?
Okay,
every 2 weeks, Ryan. I'm one man.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna try and get that Mighty Number 9 stuff up there.
Yeah, keep an eye on the site if you're listening. Keep an eye on Game Over Nation.
We're throwing stuff out there.
I think it's time for our fifth Renaissance.
Yeah, Yeah, we're due for another one, so just...
Yeah, I mean, we always have these spurts every year or two where it's yeah. like, let's we're take this serious.
Uh-huh. And then real life happens again, and we're
and,
like,
and then we get beaten down by reality. Yeah, reality just destroys us, and we get put back in our place.
But we're feeling good right now, so keep an eye out
we're
on the site.
Flying high.
we're soaring like eagles.
Yeah, we're gaining the moments.
Gotten three yeah. things out on time so far. This next one's going to be really fucking hard.
Yeah, I should be coming in with a after the fact, after this... I mean, after this next one. Shit. Sorry.
Gave us
was that
night.
A secret? Was that a secret?
Well, like, I feel like it kind of...
Yeah.
It kind of like, ruins the okay. allure of it if it's revealed.
All right.
So I'm gonna put that time down, yeah. and I'm going to yeah. put in a funny noise around... Yeah.
Right. Just take that and up. Cut it and put it over that.
You fucked up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah. So I have a after the fact in pre-production right now.
I have an
God,
idea.
God, you're
for
so
one.
Evil.
I have an idea for one that I took a little bit of footage of, but I need to get back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have other things I'd like to. Get back on horses of, so I don't know. Stay tuned, is all. Stay tuned.
Other things I'd like to get back on horses of.
Bobby Rodriguez, 2014.
Bobby Rodriguez.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, you can also find us at facebook.com/GameOverNation or on Twitter @GameOverNation.
Those are places.
Those are the places. So watch all those
Twitter
places.
Famous, everyone. I made it.
All those places will tell you when these videos come out and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and stuff and things.
How.
So with that, I guess that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Find out what horses will be hopping on the back of stuffs up of next week.
Hippity hopping.
Big gulps, huh?
Well,
see you later.